a little taste of what you can experience if you go down to Bully's studio tomorrow night. That's Friday, October. Jesus, is already the 18th. This month is flying by. I'm behind on my horror movies. I haven't even started my costume. The spooky season, you come and go so soon. But it's okay. It's always Halloween in my heart. And that's the important part, right? So that was Selfist, with their song Blowback Effect off of Better World Rejected album from 2023. Before that, Contra Code with Backyard Slaps, one of my personal favorite tracks off of their latest release, Friday Junior, available now on Kinda Cool Records. And we kicked that set off with Precursor, a new band to me. I've never heard of them before. That was off, the song was called Fireworks, off their album Miles and Miles Apart, a two-song EP, actually, from 2012. I think they might have newer stuff, but that's what I found, so I'm hoping that's the right Precursor, but I know they're from Vancouver. They play punk rock, and it sounded like they would fit with the other band, so I think I got it right. But that's what, 14 years old? That feels weird to say. No, 12 years. My math is, it's going okay. Once again, you are listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones. You can find us each and every Thursday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m., spinning the best in ska, punk, rockabilly, and radio radical programming, letting you know what's going on in this little scene that we call the Lower Mainland. Now, there's another show happening this Saturday. If you are not going to Bully's for the celebration of life to see Campfire Shit Kickers, Barbarian, I know there's another one there. I can't remember them all. If you're not going out to see Ange's celebration of life, you can go down to the Cobalt in Vancouver for the first Halloween show I've heard of the season, featuring Mushy Face and my label mates in Die Job, and the spookiest punks in town, the Fomites, who are also just happen to be the hardest working right now. I think they're also going to be opening up at the Rickshaw for CKY, which is pretty wild. That's full circle stuff, man. Watching CKY videos, well, you know what I mean. Anyways, I digress. Yeah, let's cut into some of that stuff right now. What you experience if you go down to the Cobalt this Saturday, October the 19th. But I also urge you, if you knew Angie, of course, go to Bully's. We got a strong scene. There's enough for everyone. What a gift. Two shows in one night. Amazing bands on both sides. Friends at each. Now that, that's something Angie would have been into. I didn't know her well, but I know she'd be proud. Here. This is Mushy Face.
It's fucking nice. Every little thing is a fucking nice. Eating chicken, eating rice. That thing right there is a fucking nice. Yeah, I'll tell you once or I'll tell you twice. Jesus Christ, but your breath will smell fresh and ready to. Been smashing bottles just
We'll be right back.
So that, my little creeps and kitties, is what you experience if you go out to the Cobalt. Yes, 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 the Cobalt. It's back being a punk venue again. Again, everything's in cycles. That was the Fomites with Strange Things Afoot of the Circle K off their seminal album, The Secret of the Booze, available on Kinda Cool Records. Before that, Die Job with Mouthwash that closed out their self-titled album. Word is both those bands have brand new records that they're working on in secret. Hopefully we'll hear them soon. Before that, we had Mushy Face with F. Noice off their Quick Shorties Volume 1 compilation up on their Bandcamp page. That's all happening Saturday, October the 19th at the Cobalt. Now, we've got about 15 minutes left in the show. You've been listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been your host, Johnny Bones. Thank you all for tuning in and hanging out with me. There's some other things happening this weekend. I'm going to let you know what's going on. So Friday the 18th, there's Aversions, Exit Strategy, Script Issues, and Shore Loser. Man, that's one, a hard one to say. That's happening at 1641 Venables. I don't know any of those bands, and I don't know that venue. But if you like them, check them out. Actually, no, I take it back. I have heard of Aversions. Other ones I don't know. You could also go see Bowling for Soup. They're playing at the Rickshaw. I'm not a fan, but I know some people are. They did that, like, Jesse's Mom's cover. My buddy Steve Kitchen's been talking about them a lot. I think he did logos for them once. Of course, you can go to Bully Studios, see Precursor, Contra Code, and Selfist. You can go down to Bullies again on the 19th. Campfire Shit Kickers, Barbarian. There's like three other bands that I can't remember off the top of my head. In celebration of Angie's Celebration of Life. You can go to the Cobalt and see Fomites, Mushy Face, and Die Job. It is scheduled as a Halloween show. The 19th feels a little early for a Halloween show, but I will take it. I'll take all the Halloween I can. That's going on this weekend. Now I'm going to leave you guys with a little bit of tunes, because we've had a lot of punk rock, but there's been no ska. There's been no calypso, but we have had some spooky time music, thanks to our good friends in ROM with their brand new Halloween EP, which you can get now on all your streaming platforms and see live in the creeping flesh next Friday, October the 25th at Bully Studio. So I'll leave you guys with a little bit of spooky calypso. And then I think one of the greatest songs to ever be recorded. Also the last song of the two-tone movement. Maybe we'll be back. And that might be it for this week. Here. Listen to Man with the Golden Voice. This, my friends, this is Harry Belafonte. Happy Halloween.
It was a zombie jamboree, took place in a New York cemetery. It was a zombie jamboree, took place in a New York cemetery. Zombies from all parts of the island, some of them was a great Calypsonians. Although the season was carnival, they get together in Bacchanal and they're singing back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I hear you talking, back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. One female zombie wouldn't behave. See how she jumping out of the grave. In one hand, a quarter rum. The other hand, she knocking conga drum. The lead singer start to make his rhyme. The zombies are rattling their bones in time. One bystander had this to say. It was a pleasure to see the zombie break away. And they're singing back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I go and talk to Bridget Bardot. I tell her, Miss Bardot, take it slow. All the men think they're Casanova when they see that she's barefoot all over. Even old men out in Topeka find their hearts getting weaker and weaker. So I go ask her for your sake and mine. At least wear her earrings part of the time. And I'm singing back to back, belly to belly, don't give a damn. Damn dead already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. A lot of world leaders talking about war, and I'm afraid they're going too far. So it's up to us, you and me, to put an end to catastrophe. We must appeal to their goodness of heart and ask them to pitch in and please do their part. Cause if this atomic war begin, they won't even have a part to pitch in. And we'll be singing back to back, belly to belly, don't give a damn, done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I hear you talking back to back, belly to belly, don't give a damn, done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree.
Well, there you have it, kids. In my opinion, one of the greatest songs ever recorded. And the official end of the two-tone movement, Ghost Town by The Specials. Before that, Harry Belafonte with Zombie Jamboree off his amazing album, Calypso and Brass. You know me, I just can't get through an episode with playing a little bit of ska music. And if it's a little bit of spooky, well, that hits my itch, you know? You can listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been your host, Johnny Bones. Thank you so much for listening to Rad Radio for the past hour with me. If you like what you hear, you can always find us here each and every Thursday at 90.1 on your radio dial from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Find us at facebook.com/radradio, cjsf.ca, or streaming on the CJSF app for your Apple or Android devices. Now, I was telling you at the beginning of the show that there's something going on next Friday, October the 25th. Yes, our good friends in Wrong are releasing their Halloween EP in the flesh at Bully Studio. But if you, like me, cannot make it out to Bully's in New Westminster, I urge you to come to the Hollywood 3 Cinemas and hang out with me for the annual horror show. We are playing the mother of all late night movies, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Costumes are encouraged. Goodie bags are encouraged. Dancing in the aisles is encouraged. Bringing all your party favors is encouraged. The only rule... Well, actually, there's two. One, please, God, no rice. It's so hard for me to clean up in the theater seats after the show. And two, do not throw anything at the screen. Besides that, the world is your oyster. Let's all sing along and do the time warp again. So in honor of that, I'll leave you with one final track if you want to come hang out with me next Friday at the Hollywood 3. This, my friends, this is Chris Murray. And we're all going to the science fiction double feature. We'll see y'all next week.
All right. Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Bob Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Androids fighting Brad and Jack. Feature.